You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. I'm about to bring you an interview with Father Jason Jones, who's a priest of the Diocese of Menevia in southwest Wales. He shares with me the story of a Welsh shrine and tells me all about Welsh flowers at the same time, how they're connected to the gospel and also to the coat of arms of Pope Francis. Stay tuned. Father, I heard that you have a special shrine in Wales, don't you?
We do indeed. The shrine is Our Lady of the Taper, Our Lady of Cardigan, which is the Welsh National Shrine, designated as such by St. John Paul II in 1986. The shrine goes back to the 12th century.
The story of the shrine is a curious one. No, it's connected to a shipwreck, and it seems that on this occasion, a statue of Our Lady washed up on the shores of Cardigan Bay in West Wales.
The statue was from Flanders originally, and the church was built, and then subsequently the shrine was looked after by the Benedictines from Chertsey Abbey in England, and eventually the shrine became very, very popular, and then at the Reformation it was all destroyed, sadly. And then in 1904 some other Benedictines from France were exiled from Brittany and set up a parish in Cardigan and started to restore the shrine, until eventually the numbers of pilgrims had increased and the new church and the new shrine had to be built in 1970. And eventually, in 1986, John Paul II made it the National Shrine for Wales, and I was the rector of the shrine for 8 years, and during the visit of Pope Benedict to Great Britain, we took the statue from the shrine up to London, where the Holy Father gave a special blessing to the people of Wales and made a message to the people of Wales, as at that particular time he was unable to come to Wales himself.
The name of the shrine, known also as Our Lady of Taper, as you said a moment ago, is connected to this statue, is it not?
And the statue is one of Our Lady seated with the Christ child, and in the other hand she has a candle.
Or taper.
A very ancient description and portrayal of Our Lady, linked with other shrines, especially the one of our present Holy Father in Buenos Aires, Our Lady with a Candle, and also in Sardinia, there are these shrines to Our Lady with a Candle, symbolising Christ, the light of the world, and many of the sailors would have had this particular statue of Our Lady with the candle and the Christ child as a reminder to them of the stormy waters of life and the darkness and the light of Christ being a safe haven and a guide for the traveller. And so there are a number of ports which have a similar statue of this image of Our Lady.
The statue, you said, was the result of a shipwreck.
Indeed.
So it arrived in a safe
yes,
haven.
Indeed, yes.
It's an amazing story.
A very, very interesting story, and how in that particular part of West Wales, which is a very Welsh-speaking area, the locals were so devoted to Our Lady that two particular things can be noted. One is that in Wales, no girl was named after Our Lady out of respect for Our Lady. And so in Welsh language, the name Mary is Mair. And no girl was named Mair because of the great love and devotion. And then also to show the faith of and the faith of the people in Our Lady, many, many flowers in the countryside were named after Our Lady in the Welsh language to show the ancient faith of the people and their devotion to Our Lady from the medieval period. There's over 50 flowers in the Welsh Encyclopedia, Botanical Encyclopedia, which portray flowers from Wales which are named after Our Lady in the Welsh language.
And they are? Is there the rose among them?
There's a selection of them. One of them is Rosyn Mair, which in English would be rosemary, with the blue flower. There's also Chwys Mair, Mary's sweat, which in fact is the buttercup. There's Briallu Mair, Mary's primrose, the cowslip. Menig Mair is Mary's glove, commonly known in English as the foxglove. Dagrau Vair, the fuchsia, Mary's Tears in English, and also Tapir Mair, which is a very, very nice flower, found usually on scrub land. Very, very tall flower from the Vibiscum family, and is a large leafy flower, but at the very, very top is a little cluster of yellow flowers symbolising a little candle. And so that's a particular flower of the shrine. Mair Tapir, Our Lady of the Taper, Our Lady of Cardigan. And so this particular flower is often used and found in that particular area of West Wales, in some of the scrubland and in the rocks and on the beach and the coast. Very, very tall flower, up to 2 foot, with this little cluster of yellow as a little light at the top of the flower. Very, very large leaves. That's one of the flowers that we've used often in the shrine. And when Pope Benedict came to Britain, we had a special box commissioned, which was made out of pewter by a local Welsh artist, and she was able to impress into the pewter a number of these flowers to encase a special candle that Pope Benedict lit at Westminster Cathedral, with the fuchsia Dagrau Mair, Mary's Tears, and Briallu Mair, and also Menig Mair, the foxglove, Mantell Mair, Mary's mantle, lady's mantle, often referred to in English, and so that this tradition of the flowers could then be incorporated into this pewter box as a lasting memorial of the visit of Pope Benedict and his lighting of the candle and the leading of the special shrine prayer, which is prayed often at the shrine by the pilgrims, and then every week before the main Sunday Mass, when all the intentions of the pilgrims are remembered and read out as the candle is lit at the start of the Sunday Mass.
We have a new Pope now, Pope Francis.
Indeed.
He's taken a very significant name in terms of creation.
Yes.
And of no doubt flowers.
Yes,
as well.
Yes.
What flower do you think he would particularly appreciate?
Well, in this coat of arms, he has a very interesting flower, the Nardos, I understand it is in Spanish, the nard flower, to represent St. Joseph. It's a very sweet-smelling, very heavy perfume with the flower. It's a little white flower. I think in English it's called the tubular rose, and it's a very, very beautiful flower. I think one flower alone can fill the room with its scent. I was in Spain last year in September, and this particular flower is often used around the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows on the September the 15th, and the children present this Nardos to Our Lady, and the smell in the churches was particularly beautiful. But this particular flower has been chosen by Pope Francis in his coat of arms to symbolise, with the other two designs of the coat of arms, the Holy Family. So he has the Jesuit coat of arms, the IHS for the Holy Name, Society of Jesus. Then he has the fleur-de-lis for Our Lady. And then the Nardos, a very little small flower, but highly perfumed, to represent St. Joseph. And so I presume he would perhaps take that flower as one of his own flowers. Something small, something humble, to express perhaps his own personality and his way of doing things in this pontificate, but allowing the fragrance, a very strong fragrance, to permeate the atmosphere. And I think that is a beautiful flower to symbolise the pontificate of Pope Francis. Humble, small, but effective, and just one flower can make such a difference to a room with this perfume and its odour. And so perhaps Pope Francis is trying to remind us of humility and of our influence in the world, that we may be small as the church, and that we are able to influence by our own fragrance of following the Lord the other people, and to imbue the atmosphere with the Christian spirit and faith. In the Gospels, we hear of this particular flower, but in its perfume form, of the woman who comes to anoint the feet of our Lord. We believe that this woman may be Mary Magdalene, a well-known sinner in the area, and that she came and wiped the feet of our Lord and cried over the feet of our Lord. And we are told that she anointed the feet with a costly ointment, and then in the translation it says pure nard. And this nard is from the Nardos flower, and we are told in the Gospel that the scent filled the whole room. It was a very expensive perfume, very expensive produce, and we are told that Judas Iscariot complained about the price of this ointment, and that he said that this could have been used for the poor. And again, this links very strongly with Pope Francis, because our Lord says, "You will have the poor with you always." And perhaps it is a timely reminder to us of our own commitment to the poor, and that the poor will be with us, as Christ himself has taught us, but that we must try to alleviate their poverty. And of course, it's something which Pope Francis himself is leading with our own particular lifestyles, with our simplicity and humility, and that we are, in fact, by serving the poor, we are serving Christ himself. Like Mary Magdalene, washing the feet of the Lord with our tears, washing those who are in need of that cleansing and that forgiveness and mercy of the Lord.
You were listening there to Father Jason Jones of the Diocese of Menevia in South Wales. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.